Canton City Schools Superintendent Jeff Talbert is recommending closing Gibbs Elementary School to help close a projected $17.7 million budget gap. The proposal is part of a broader cost-cutting plan that includes staff reductions and school consolidations. The Board of Education will vote May 11th. If approved, Gibbs would close at the end of this school year, with most students moving to the new Timken Elementary. A $10 million deficit is still expected by 2019 without funding changes. Talbert cites rising costs as well as cuts to state and federal funding. Gas prices in Stark County are nearing record highs, with some stations in Alliance, Canton, and Louisville charging $4.99 a gallon. AAA says the average for the Canton-Massillon metro area is $4.90, up 30 cents from Thursday and nearly a dollar from a week ago. The record is $5.06, set in June 2022. The statewide average is currently $4.83. Experts say global conflicts and market pressures are driving costs higher. Two men are headed to prison after pleading no contest to a June 2025 shooting in Canton. 20-year-old Brandon Brown and 21-year-old Jacob Prince, both of Plain Township, each received 15 to 18 years. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni handed down the sentence after the two pleaded no contest Monday to felonious assault and weapons charges. Prosecutors say Brown and Prince shot into a 10th Street Northwest home, striking Selena Harmon of Canton four times. Video showed them fleeing the scene, and a recovered firearm was linked to the shooting. Harmon survived her injuries. Jackson Local Schools has announced a long-term leadership transition plan. Superintendent Chris DiLoreto will retire in July 2027 after 16 years, with Jackson High School principal Matthew Ziders set to take over. He will serve as associate superintendent starting in August to ensure a smooth transition. The district also named Sauder Elementary principal John Reindelt as chief academic officer. School officials say the plan is designed to maintain stability and continuity for students and families. The Timken Company is selling its belts business in a deal with Colorado-based Gates Industrial Corporation. The Jackson Township-based maker of engineered bearings and industrial motion products says the move is part of its strategy to improve margins and focus on more profitable operations. The business makes industrial and consumer belts, and the sale is expected to close during the third quarter. Proceeds will be used for capital priorities, with details expected at an upcoming investor day. Gates manufactures application-specific fluid power and power transmission solutions. The Stark County Sheriff's Office and partner agencies are hosting a community food drive through May 31st to benefit local veterans. Donations of non-perishable, shelf-stable items can be dropped off at locations including the Sheriff's Office, the Louisville Police Department, and the Law Enforcement Training Center in Massillon. The Veterans Service Commission of Stark County in Plain Township is also accepting donations. Criminal charges have been filed against an East Palestine woman following an animal welfare investigation. 38-year-old Jennifer Albert faces four misdemeanor counts. An arraignment is set for May 18th in Columbiana County Municipal Court. Authorities say 21 animals were removed from Albert's West Main Street home. The investigation began in March, and a search of the home last month revealed extreme filth and unsanitary conditions. The Columbiana County Career and Technical Center is extending its school day to boost funding. Starting in the 2026-27 school year, the day will begin at 7:45 a.m., 5 minutes earlier than currently. Officials say the change will increase lab hours to the state maximum, bringing in about $127,000 more each year. The additional funds will go toward career tech equipment. A Youngstown man has pleaded guilty in a federal drug trafficking case involving fentanyl shipped from Arizona to Ohio. 25-year-old Elijah Scott admitted to conspiracy to distribute drugs and interstate travel in aid of racketeering. Prosecutors say the operation ran from 2022 through 2024 and involved shipping fentanyl pills to the Youngstown area for resale. Scott was stopped on I-80 and found with drug packaging equipment following a trip to Arizona. Sentencing is set for August 4th. More settlements have been reached in the Ursuline High School hazing case. Court filings show a player and his parents have now settled, removing all players and parents from the suit. Meanwhile, two federal civil rights lawsuits against the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown and the school have been fully settled. The original case, filed last year, continues against the diocese, school, the staff, and a status hearing is scheduled for June 29th. A man is in the Mahoning County Jail after a Youngstown police investigation into a Pennsylvania bank robbery. The 63-year-old was arrested Wednesday for obstructing official business after questioning about his whereabouts. Police were led to a vehicle linked to the holdup at a business on East High Street. The FBI is now assisting in the probe of the Newcastle area bank holdup. A Warren man is now facing federal charges involving child sexual abuse material and drugs. 42-year-old Brandon Winner was indicted and is expected to be arraigned today. He allegedly received and distributed child pornography between 2023 and March and also possessed more than 50 grams of methamphetamine. Winner has been in the Trumbull County Jail since his arrest and is being transferred to federal custody. The case stems from a local investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.